7 o'clock, our call is in order. We're gonna start with the tents. Our question for tonight is, what is your favorite type of cheese? And in case we have any lactose intolerant people out there, you can also answer with, what is your favorite type of chip? Or just kind of whatever.
And then go green.
Mozzarella.
Think I see it?
Smoked gouda.
Cheese ranch, I am a cam.
Provolone.
Cinnamon rolls.
Colby Jack.
Cinnamon rolls.
Swiss.
Cinnamon radish.
Swiss.
Cinnamon sela. Cinnamon tagan. Cinnamon bui. Cinnamon martinez.
Probably cheddar or something.
I'm lactose intolerant, and but I like tortilla chips with salsa.
Monster.
Not pork wine.
I'm also lactose intolerant. I love sharp Irish cheddar.
I'd have to say goat cheese.
Cinnamon ganga.
Cheddar.
Cinnamon dicks. Cinnamon yegler. Cheddar dicky.
Probably Colby Jack.
Cheddar sir. Cheddar sing.
So I'm going to go a little bit off the path here with paneer. Paneer is like this Indian, like homemade type of cheese.
One string.
Pretentious, but I had this really fabulous semi-soft cow milk cheese when I was in Provence, and it was amazing.
And I'm just very grateful to Galliano.
To be honest, I don't know what type of cheese are there. I only know that they like cheese.
Okay, with that, we have a forum. We'll move on to the approval minutes from last Monday. Do we have any amendments to minutes? None, the minutes are approved. Move on to community comments.
I'll go first. Coming to you guys from MAPSIS, the Minnesota Association of Private College Students. Hopefully some of your members who had a chance to attend our winter conference got a chance to report out. We had great attendance. About 90 folks showed up from schools all across the MIAC, so we're definitely excited about that. And so I just have a couple of items for you all. MAPSIS will be hosting its spring retreat for the whole entire advisory board here at Gustavus, April 8th through 9th. And so we'll have reps from mostly student senates, actually all the different student senates from across all the MPCC schools here. And so that'll be opened up to two members from each institution, one advisory board, and then one incoming member. And so something I would encourage this body to think of is who can replace Padgett and I for next year. Traditionally, these spots are held by either the president or the vice president of each student government, because TK is the legislative contact for the MPCC. We've been doing it out of marketing for the past 2 years, but when Padgett and I were here earlier, we talked about handing it back over to Student Senate. And so kind of be the prerogative of whoever wins your guys' co-president election. And so one recommendation that I would lay out after having seen a lot of the other student bodies is that oftentimes the presidents of these organizations are too busy to fully commit to the advisory board itself. And so they oftentimes delegate it down to a vice president. We don't have a vice president in our system, but each advisory board is allowed to have, or the advisory board is allowed to have two members from each institution. So basically what I need to know by mid-March, and actually Padgett will need to know this, is who out of this group of people who will be in Senate hopefully next year is interested in serving the advisory board next year. Because then we'd ask that person to join us for this retreat. It's on campus, should be fairly easy for you to attend. But we would like to ask that that person be available April 8th and 9th. That's a Friday and Saturday. And so you guys can wait. When is the co-president election?
Co-president election will be February 29th, this following Monday.
Okay.
And then any appointees to positions that will definitely be next year will be, I think it's one of the last weekends in April. That's when they appoint all of the chair positions. And then from there, any Senate positions would be elected the following fall.
Yep. Okay, great. So to the four of you, or how many people in here are running for co-president? Two, three? I don't know.
There are two currently in here.
So whichever one of you wins, you guys need to kind of pan out who will be holding that spot. So once that point comes, definitely come look us up. But otherwise, if this body is interested in doing anything with the advisory board when it does come to campus, make sure to let me know, and we'll try to just cue Senate in as well. So I think I'd do you guys the courtesy of letting you know that there's going to be a lot of student Senate people running around here in April. So any questions, I guess? Great.
Thank you very much.
Awesome. Thank you.
There'll be a competition in McAllister on March 6th. We wanted to attend it, and we like finance from the Student Senate to pay for the competition. We already have a couple of discounts because we do provide our own buzzers, and we keep coming here because this is our first year. So, and the leadership team over there, they won't provide the roster for the entire year. But we should be able to come up with projections for next year by midterm. Yeah, so that's it. I yield.
Any questions? Just questions for people? Questions? And I'm open for discussion. Sorry, Glash.
So yeah, they're still well within within the bylaws. They came and had all their stuff accounted for right away, and they came with plenty of time. I recommend we pass this budget. I yield.
Discussion. Seeing none, we'll move on to a vote. As recommended by Finance Committee, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Abstentions?
Abstain.
The budget passes. Thank you, Chris. Next, we have Advertising Club.
All right, so it's Advertising Club. They just want to go to Advertising Summit. All of them talked a little bit more about it. We recommended it in full. They didn't have the documentation at the meeting, but this is a new club, so it's a little harder to know anything and the process and stuff. So we passed it, we recommended in full on the stipulation that they have documentation by today, which they do. So we recommend it in full. Now I'll let the club talk about a little bit, like what you guys do on campus, and then a little bit about the summit as well.
Yeah, so this is Connor, Evan, and my name is Olivia. I'm the president of the Advertising Club. So Evan and I founded it about a year ago now, and it's we kind of do a variety of things. First, we help other student orgs on campus kind of help them with their advertising. We don't really have anything like this at Gustavus. We have one marketing class, but I think it's very, very different from what advertising is. So we're trying to kind of teach students about advertising, the roles, the positions, what goes into advertising. So like I mentioned, we help student orgs on campus kind of with their advertising from posters to complete events. Like we helped with the mentorship event at the beginning of the year with their programs, posters, name tags, everything from complete brainstorming up to printing it a couple days before. We also really try to educate students on campus about advertising. We have a set schedule every meeting. We kind of go through and see if we have any updates on projects, and then kind of have that education session. If we're looking at advertisements from commercials, today we just looked at Diet Coke and kind of analyzing what they do and if that's maybe a good commercial, bad commercial, and how maybe we could put a spin on it, maybe a twist. We also bring in guest speakers. So next week we have Kitty Hart. She is a client manager at Capsule, a design agency. She's also an alum. So we're bringing in these really professional agency workers to kind of come in and teach us about advertising, and so that we can ask questions and see what goes into their job. We are also going on an agency tour in a couple weeks up to the cities. Thankfully, Minneapolis is a really, really good place for agencies. There's just hundreds of them, from advertising to design to PR. So it's really, really important for us to network. It's one of the ways you get a job in advertising. You have to get an internship and then just make sure that you're always networking and you have connections. And that's kind of what we're trying to do with the Ad Summit.
Yeah. Also, I mean, we're teaching the students how like, the do's and don'ts in advertising, as well as we're bringing in the advertising person from the co-op, actually. She comes in and teaches graphic design classes to us, so we're actually learning sort of the actual work itself and some of the practicalities of it. But we're looking to go to the Student Advertising Summit in the cities. It's essentially the Minnesota Private College Job Fair for advertising, because we've noticed that students who are wanting to go into advertising from Gustavus don't necessarily have a lot of experience of networking with some of the agencies, some of the protocols, and so this event's going to have a lot of speakers, different tables you can go to, networking. They're going to have agencies, I think 20 to 30 different agencies there that you can talk to. So it's just going to be a massive networking opportunity for the students that we think is going to benefit everyone who goes. And so we originally said that there was 5 people who were interested. And due to the involvement, they could go, which I would raise it from 331 to 431, because the tickets are $50 a person. But otherwise, it's just, we think it's a phenomenal opportunity to have for some of the people who are looking to go into advertising. And so that's what we're hoping to ask you guys for some
Thank you. Any questions for Advertising Club? Questions? And I'll open the floor for
Super sweet.
I had a question. I just didn't ask. So fine.
Yeah.
This is on Friday?
Correct, the 26th. Yes.
And you said you had 2 more people?
Correct. So they bring the total to 7.
Okay.
So we originally said it was going to be 5, and then with the we have the hypothetical van rentals from the cities, and like the gas mileage and things around for the to go to the cities. It's an all-day event from like 7:30 in the morning until 5:30 to 7:30 at night. So,
I'll leave the discussion.
Yeah.
Can I move to amend line item 8 for the recommended to $350?
Sure. Second goes to Senator Lee. Discussion on the amendment.
They're well within the bylaws, so I see no reason why we shouldn't
refer that. Discussion on the amendment. Discussion on the amendment. Discussion on the amendment. See no one move to a vote. All those in favor of changing line item 28 to $250, or excuse me, $350, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? No, it passes. We'll turn to the original discussion on the budget as a whole.
I have one more question that's probably more for Chair Smith. Does that affect the van rental allocation then, the recommended of it? If there's seven? That should still be fine, whether it's a minivan or a. Alright, that's all I have. You'll.
Ms. Chair Smith? Question for Troy Johnson.
About whether the van rental charge will change?
Yeah.
I believe it's charged per mile and not per the type of vehicle.
Okay.
So there should
there's
be
two vans instead of one still the same.
No,
it
is. If it's two vans, it would be double the cost.
Oh, yeah.
But doesn't the, I mean, the van would sit seven?
Yeah, minivan seat seven, I believe.
Yeah.
Okay,
see,
okay.
So
okay.
We just need one.
Yeah.
Any further discussion? Discussion seeing none, we'll move to a vote on the budget as amended. Those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Budget passes. Thank you, Advertising Club.
Thank you.
Yes.
There are no further budgets. Thank you. That concludes our final portion of the meeting. So we'll move to committee updates. We'll start with technology. Do you have any questions for our technology director?
So someone asked me about the virtual lab thing. Yeah. So I'm not
So last week, just a refresher here, we were charged with looking into how funds are allocated and if we take into account or if we should take into account the amount of funding and how much new people like that funding is going to serve. At our finance meeting on Tuesday, we had a discussion about this, and we've all been a part of the process pretty in depth. Kind of all came to consensus that block budgets, they get roughly a third of the funding as is, and those budgets serve a very large amount of people. So we kind of see that as a way to ensure that at least a large chunk of the money that we have to allocate is going to a large number of people. That's kind of the best way we see to ensure that funding is getting to a large amount of people. And we decided too that it's tough to get hard numbers on people attending organizations and their events. So if we had to, for every single event we put on and stuff, have like a tally, have sign in and sign on sheets, that just, we thought it was just too much to ask from organizations and just from the finance committee as well to have to go through all those numbers on crunch spells and try to figure out maybe we shouldn't allocate this many money to this group because they only had 10 people coming up. This group had 12 or 13. It's just so hard to put numbers on. And like, the experience of the people too, like, oh, those events, this one event was really awesome, great. Only 10 people went. But it's only one of like 30 people, but don't really have a good time, you know? So it's hard to judge that kind of stuff. And also, small organizations tend to get large ones too, if you just look at the population. So I think we need to take into account smaller people that maybe their interests are more expensive, but I don't think that we should punish them just because that's kind of what they know. So we kind of came to the conclusion that we're not going to change anything in our process as of right now. We're going to look at the block budget more to see if we can better align that to serve the needs of the students.
students here, but as of right now, we're not seeing any big changes that we're going to make to the process.
Any questions for our finance director?
Sorry, I'm a little dumb with questions today, but can you just remind us when the mid-year process starts, when student works are going to...
The full year.
No, sorry, not mid-year. Spring. Yeah, sorry, that's what I meant.
The first week, the ramp spring break is the cutoff, so the fourth week break can be mid-year. Afterwards, it's just going to be spring break.
Okay.
Other questions? Questions seeing none, we have an update from Co-President Hand and myself.
Yes, so over the last 10 days or so, we've had a number of updates sent out to the community regarding the GUS bus, which of course is a student center program. So I wanted to recap some of the events that have transpired in that vein and focus this time more on questions, because I'm guessing, hoping you've already read the emails and are kind of updated the situation. So basically, the weekend of the 13th, I think that Saturday, there are a number of incidents on the GUS bus committed by Gustavus students, obviously, in which their conduct was just really a danger to themselves, a danger to the passengers of the bus, a danger to the driver. Just a lot of really reckless and deeply concerning behavior that prompted the director of the City of St. Peter Transit, you know, organization. So I don't know what's Windows, St. Peter Transit. The grown-up in charge of the buses ended up getting in touch with the Dean of Students Office, had a lot of conversations with Jonas, and there's a lot of back and forth about the future of the program and if, given those violations the previous weekend, if the bus should continue just because of the safety conditions that were clearly had taken place at least that previous weekend in addition to other complaints in the past. After a lot of back and forth between various entities in the city government, as well as Bob and myself and Jonas, the city was able to agree that if the college took steps to discipline or you know whatever with the students most responsible for some of the issues from last weekend, then the GUS bus could go on. Cabinet met last Thursday, as we do every week. And we're discussing a lot about do we keep the GUS bus running from the Senate side. Now, the city had said, sure, we'll keep it running. But as student Senate, do we want our name on a program that is clearly facilitating some dangerous behavior? And that discussion was very vibrant. We touched on a lot of different issues. We drafted an email out of that conversation, sent the student body with the goal of improving behavior in the GUS bus, and then kind of fact-checked a lot of the things that we assumed about the program with Jonas the next day. And sent it out that afternoon, so I'm hoping you've all read that pretty closely, but just kind of that came out of specific kind of messaging guidelines that we determined as cabinet, and then Bobby and I just basically filled in along that template. I was heavily tweaked the next day after talking with Jonas for good reason, mainly just that we kind of lost sight of the purpose of the GUS bus is really about convenience. That's kind of where the program was, you know, why the program was created and why it tends to be maintained by Senate. And obviously other reasons that people, you know, that we assume about the program. So that I just wanted to kind of open for questions that I can field about that process. And then I also just want to encourage you all to think about it's a Senate program so we can consider its future here as well. We've expanded obviously this year, but I know in cabinet, again, that conversation did turn to do we cancel the program. We deeply considered it. We decided against it for a number of reasons, but that's certainly not under question moving forward if we feel that the behavior displayed in the GUS bus was you know too concerned to let it go on. So at that,
yeah. At this point, I think I'm just going to open up again for questions. And if somebody feels the need to go into discussion on this, that can happen later. Any questions? Senator Gladsch?
It's probably more towards Jonas, but how long has this actually existed? Has anything similar to this ever happened in the past? What did Senate or you know the administration do? Yeah.
So I left in 2002, and the GUS bus was already in existence in 2002. So it's at least that old. I came back in 94, and so somewhere between 94 and 2002 is when it started. And like it would have been the latter part of that because I wasn't in student activities any longer. So I'm like not helpful on a specific date of how long the Gus Bus has been around. Prior to that, we had something that we called the Gus Bus, but it went back and forth to the Twin Cities on weekends. And not back and forth, it just went up to the cities and then it came back again. Like more of like a Mall America thing. And prior to that, we had something that we called the Gus Bus that went back and forth to the airport. So the Gus Bus in a, as a name has been around forever, and those first two iterations were sponsored by the college. And then the Gus Bus that we think of today as the Gus Bus was started by the PAs and funded by Senate and then taken over by Senate at some subsequent point post, I want to say post 2002, but I could be wrong about that. There were other questions.
Yeah, like has anything similar to this ever happened in the past, and what did the administration or Senate like do about it? Was it suspended for a while?
So the answer is no. In all the years that I've been affiliated with the institution, I've never heard of students climbing on the riding on the roof of the Gus Bus. Whether or not that activity has happened previously, I couldn't tell you. I don't know if this last weekend was the first and only time that that's happened, or if there were other times and other people just never said anything about it or figured it or knew that it happened. I don't know. There have been lots of other examples of what I would call inappropriate conduct on the Gus Bus. Examples of vandalism, examples of rude behavior to drivers, example of more people coming onto the bus than the driver is allowed to permit on the bus, people whacking their fists on the bus when the driver says, nope, I've got the full amount of people that I can take. I know of an incident where there was a fight on the bus, and none of those have resulted in the cessation of the bus, but probably none of those activities are quite as dangerous as sitting on the roof of a moving vehicle not designed to be sitting on the roof of.
Ayo.
Any more questions?
Have any students come forward and taken responsibility for this incident?
Yes. So the, the deal is that if students came forward, then the bus would need to run. Enough students came forward for that range to be filled. So I don't know if you want to share specifics about the numbers, but yes.
Yes. And I think the other thing that I would add is that the piece that I was impressed by is that the individuals themselves came forward, predominantly came forward. So there were also great bystanders who came forward and said, yeah, blah, blah, blah was who was up there, but blah, blah, and blah also came forward. That was me nominated.
Ayo.
Senator Lewin.
Beyond that, are there any specific steps being taken to inhibit such behavior from occurring again on the Gus Bus settings, or any plan to create a strategy that along those lines?
Nothing at this point. That's a charge we'd like to consider. You're welcome to it. But after a candid discussion, the email that we sent out on Friday just calling for better behavior, that's all we have at this point.
The college will adjudicate the individuals who were on the roof that we know about as well.
And the city very well could be come up with a specific plan as well. Be aware of. Any more questions?
Oh, can I just say, I would also hope that all of you would engage in conversations with all of your peers about if you value this thing, then don't create situations where the college's liability and the city's liability are so great that they would feel that they'd have to stop it. I mean, that's kind of a thing that students can control for themselves. if you think about it for 2 seconds.
Any further questions? Questions? Seeing none, that concludes our committee updates for the night. So move forward to unfinished business. We'll move on to new business, same situation. Mr. Director Gavrano?
Yeah. I have, again, the regret to announce the resignation of Senator from Albuquerque. So, from today, we are entering into the process of media vacancy to look for another Senator to join that position. Thank you.
Yeah. Any further new business?
Alright, my voice is back so I can be loud, which is nice. Okay, couple of things. So, first, co-presidential elections are going on. There will be a debate on Thursday from 6 to 7 that is taking place. So, make sure to tell everyone to go to that so they know who to vote for and what those people they're voting for would like to, what direction they'd like to take the college in.
Is there a senator, the attendance expectation, or no?
It's people have stuff going on, I'm sure, on Thursdays. It would be appreciated, and we highly encourage it, but we're not going to tell you that you have to attend something if you've got labs or another commitment that you didn't have this planned out in your schedule for. That being said, two other things that are also kind of happening. We need people to table, ethics is going to need people to table on both Thursday and next Monday. Next Monday for the election for the co-presidential elections, and then this Thursday for the IC representative. So if you have times available on Thursday that you're able to sit down, or on Monday when you're able to sit down, please come and talk to me after the meeting. This does not include anyone who is currently in the race. If you're in the race for one of the, or the election for one of the positions, you can't be sitting at the table for voting, obviously. There is an ethics position that's still open that I didn't receive any applications for that needs to be filled, just because when it comes down to decisions, right now, if we ever have a split, we have a complete split. So there is no majority unless we get a 3-to-1 vote right now in ethics. So it's nice to have the other position filled. So if you are not currently filling your positions on two committees and you need to fill a position, look at that application I sent out, and I can send it out again tonight. With the Arborview position opening up, I will be sending out that application tonight. So if you know anyone from Arborview who would be interested in it, tell them to run. Just so we don't have the same thing that happened earlier this year. And ethics, please see me after. And if you haven't seen the musical yet, come and see the musical, get your tickets. If you want to see me specifically, I'll be performing this Friday and this Sunday. So, yeah. And with that, I'm done. Okay.
Cheers, Sam.
So, on that note, great job to everyone that's in the play. I went and saw it on Friday. Jonas got a shout out, so that was kind of cool. So I really liked it. I thought it was awesome. Other things coming up, March 3rd through the 5th, sort of, is the Building Bridges Conference. So if you haven't gotten a chance to get your tickets, you should get those ASAP. It's going to be for students, and the conference is going to be awesome. I know a lot of people are putting a lot of work into it, so you should check that out. And then March 11th, which is the following weekend, is Africa Night, put on by CASO. And so everyone should come check that out. There's food, fashion, dance performances, slam poetry, skits, and I'll be performing around the dances. Thank you.
Speaker Sweet.
Tomorrow in the conference room, we have College Gems is sponsoring caucus training for the Minnesota caucus, which is next Tuesday. And it starts at 7 p.m. So I would strongly encourage people to apply if we're interested in going to caucus.
Jonas?
I just wanted to share with you that there's also this really great cheese that comes from the Mediterranean. It's called the Lumi, and you can grill it. And it's delicious as well.
Parliamentarian gungle?
I don't know how I could follow that. But yeah, at the end of the week on Friday at 4 p.m. in the Phi Beta Cap room in Comfort Bakner, there is going to be a Russian tea. So it's a good way to end your week, you know? Relax, come as you go.
Yeah, so once again, a weekly PA announcement. This Thursday, we have free STI testing. We're partnering with Health Services to do that. We already have over 50 people signed up. If you sign up soon, you can be one of the 70 free tests that will be happening. It's completely confidential. So that's happening Thursday from 2 to 7. So unfortunately, I will not be there. But and if you do feel compelled to, or you know people who would be interested in that, please let them know that it is for you. So.
Myself. Ahmed's woman was the word I could not think of. I know Sophie Spencer's name. It's terrible that that's the one I struggled with because I want to say congratulations to being guest of the week. Applications are also available for the fourth crown. You can say this is first news source ever. if you would like to apply for that, you don't have to be funny to do it or smart. You just need to, I don't really know. I just try it, I guess.
Funny and smart helps, though.
What's that?
Funny and smart helps.
Yeah.
I'm on it, so you don't need it.
In Greek news, if you're looking at becoming Greek, we have a recruitment event for Epsilon Pi Alpha and Theta Day, early afternoon at some point. We're playing dodgeball and kickball together.
3 to 5 in the blue and blue.
That's it. Yeah, so if you just want to kind of relax, have some fun, like, sports game things on a weekend, it'll be cool.
This week is Pigment Purple Week for College Advanced Cancer, so if you're not on our relay team, I encourage you to sign up. And then also on Friday, we will be pieing 3 professors or faculty members in the face during chapel break. So